You have something that you know will wreck you, but you love it anyway?
I mean, for a lot of people, maybe ice cream,
yeah,
like
dairy
in general. Maybe. Yeah.
All right, this is setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without finding out you have an allergy to pickles because you ate too many, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, poor Nicole. She had to go to the hospital for a reaction after going to the Picklesburg Festival in Pittsburgh.
Wow. You're going to have a lot of pickles there.
Yeah. And she's kind of a social influencer, and then realized a little bit afterwards, when she swelled up like a balloon, that she might be allergic.
I just picked up some pickle pizza.
That's good.
This is a cannoli made out of pickles.
I just got a pickled lemonade.
Just bought a pickled egg roll.
That's good.
Of course, I had to grab a giant dill pickle.
Wow. That pickle's good.
We got a bunch of pickle-themed souvenirs.
We got this candy. It is Gumper's Gummy Liquid-Filled Poppers. Pickle-themed, obviously. Because we're big pickle people.
Yeah. So, Nicole, she had to go to the doctor. Now, the doctor thinks or seems to think that maybe it's just a one-time thing, and that's news.
Just because it was just overload, like if in moderation, it's fine.
Right. I mean, that's news to me, though, that you could have some sort of allergic reaction if you just get an overload, one time, right?
Okay.
So, anyways, that is kind of your setting the bar story here this morning. If you can manage to make it through the day without eating so many pickles that you develop an allergy, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was like just what was the movie with Will Smith where he was swole up with his eyes and all the things? Hitch.
Hitch.
Remember Hitch,
yeah,
that
Hitch
scene, and he had to drink all the Benadryl and he got a little loopy? That's her. That's exactly what her face
that
looked like.
That is her. So,
it's cartoonish. Wow.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, that's your Setting the Bar story. Do you have a story about finding out you're allergic to something, but you love it anyways? You're like, I don't care. I love it.
I'm doing it. I know I'm going to pay for it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story.